since the Enron scandal broke last fall, investors have punished companies even rumored to have fuzzy financial records. The message seems to have gotten through to corporate executives. More than 12,000 public companies just finished filing annual accounting statements, known as 10-Ks, with the Securities and Exchange Commission. NPR's Elaine Corey reports their filings are more detailed than ever.
Faced with investors' guilty till proven innocent mindset, companies have shifted gears. Before Enron, chief financial officers disclosed just what they were required to on their 10-Ks and little more. But this year, they've bent over backwards to include every shred of financial data. Michael Monahan is a vice president at Ecolab Incorporated, a $3 billion high-tech cleaning supplies company based in Minnesota.
Basically, we spent four pages in our annual report saying we are not Enron. We don't have any of these deals that commit our capital and come back to bite us.
And Monahan had plenty of company. In fact, the brokerage firm Merrill Lynch just documented a surge in the size of 10-K filings for last year. The median length of technology firms' SEC statements rose by 36%. IBM's statement, for instance, grew by 10 pages. AOL Time Warner's nearly doubled in size to 195 pages. Analyst Joseph Ballou covers AOL Time Warner for the mutual fund rating company Morningstar.
Prior to their most recent 10-K, they did not disclose the fact that they had liabilities from some special purpose entities. And in the most recent 10-K, right there, $2 billion in liabilities.
Special Purpose Entities, or SPEs, became notorious as the accounting vehicle Enron used to hide its stunning losses. Right now, any SPE is a red flag, so firms that use them are taking pains to convince investors that their financials are squeaky clean. They're also disclosing off-balance sheet loans, another Enron accounting gimmick. And conglomerates such as GE, with its thousands of business units, are clarifying the maze of relationships within their ranks. GE said it would file a 10-K the size of the New York phone book if needed, but Phil Livingston, head of the professional group Financial Executives International, says longer may not be better.
So far, we are just simply piling on with more verbiage. It's a whole lot more information. It may mean that the important information is a heck of a lot harder to find.
Livingston says companies need to step back and consider what financial information the average investor needs, and then tell them that without all the jargon. Michael Monahan says his company, Ecolab, did just that with an auditor's technical notes about impairment to the firm's goodwill, a hazy concept for many investors.
I don't think anybody could understand it, so we wrote it in very plain English that we would have to go back and look at our assets and see if any of our assets had lost value. So we tried to make it very clear so they could understand it rather than technical language.
The SEC is pushing new plain English disclosure rules for companies' annual reports. Of course, professional analysts can be expected to understand and interpret the more technical jargon contained in SEC filings. Why they failed to scrutinize corporate accounting tricks is another question. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.